Katie Hunter from MA UK. I'm here with Cal Eleanor, aka Cal Pacino. And Cal, you've got yourself a fight.
I finally sorted it. I can't wait. It's 11 weeks just gone Saturday. I'm absolutely buzzing for it.
So this was the fight that was supposed to happen a couple of months ago now. You've had to wait for it. God, you've been through the ringer this year. Let's catch people up. Anyone who can't remember what happened or, you know, didn't catch it at the time, tell them what you went through with being told that you couldn't fight again.
So they're just basically just, obviously, my brain scan flagged up, and then they made us get an assessment for that. And then when I went for the assessment to some dude who's apparently really known for, like, helping fighters out and dealing with cases in this kind of department all the time, and has helped fighters who I've knew of and stuff like that. So I kind of went to that guy and thought that was the kind of best chance for it. And he basically just completely killed me dreams, like, just told us to retire and all that straight away. Just basically just ended my career. And then after that, I ended up getting the images from the original scan that I couldn't get. Alistair Bishop got us them, and then they got assessed. And then it turns out that even though the doctor said that it wouldn't be the case, that the doctor would be wrong, they were wrong, and they'd missed off loads of stuff that was like signs that they would have seen straight away, you know what I mean? And they'd, in the original scan, they said I didn't have any of these things. Like, I'll forward you the actual report from the original scans. It's ridiculous. And then the last scan said I did have all this stuff, so they were really worried, thinking it was like really progressive damage to my brain, but it's stuff that's already been like kind of, or it could have been there from birth, or it's there from before I did that first scan. But I've had however many fights since then, 5 professional fights since then, and loads of sparring and loads of training, and it hasn't changed at all. So I'm obviously not at any further risk. So they basically said that it's completely fine and I can fight again. And then obviously when that was announced, Bellator were really happy to just kind of get this thing set straight back up. Like, it was literally like probably like a week or two after, like, when all that stuff was going on, then they got back in touch with us and they're like, look, we want you to be in for that fight again. We want to give you that fight back and get it done properly this time. So I was like, no worries, let's do it. You know what I mean? I was asking for it the whole time on social media and stuff like that, and messaging the matchmakers and stuff like that. So it's just good to have it set back up and be able to actually get the fight I wanted, you know what I mean, and be able to put on the show that I want to do. And for everyone who's been kind of invested in the story, you know, it's just going to be a nice little bit of icing on the cake to just get the fight done, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and like, so James Gallagher still fought on that card against a different opponent. You must have been so keen for him to win so that you could still fight him.
100%, because like, I knew for a fact, like, if he'd have had a tough fight there or he'd have lost that fight, they would definitely not have wanted him to fight me. Like, I didn't care what anyone says or all these media things who's doubting us. Like, everyone who knows MMA knows that I'm a tough fight for James. He knows that himself. He's even come out and openly admitted that. And so I think if he'd have had a lost that fight or had a really tough fight, they wouldn't want to put him straight back into another fight that's potentially going to be a really tough one for him. So I was kind of hoping that was the way it would have went, that he would have submitted that guy straight away, which he did, you know. And like, that's kind of how I seen it going anyway, you know what I mean? So I was glad. And then straight away, it just came back around. So I'm absolutely over the moon about it.
And on a personal level, you haven't fought since, was it February that you fought Nathan Grayson?
February, yeah, February 9th. So it'll be over a year
And how difficult is that? Because obviously fighters aren't getting paid while they're not fighting.
It's a bit of a barley, to be honest, but it's just one of them things. Like, it's about just keeping the same mindset as I always try to do, you know, and I just feel like there's always going to be these little bumps on the road, especially if you're trying to pursue a career in MMA, you know what I mean? It's nothing certain, and there's always little curveballs come at you, you know what I mean, and stuff like that. And I just feel like it's just about staying positive and just believing in what will come. And I do think that I will beat James in a spectacular fashion, and I do see it. And so it's just kept my head right and just tried to keep like keep chipping away and just get ready for this coming back round, you know. And so it's been hard, and obviously, like, but aside from, like, not fighting since February, I don't really think that matters at all for me. I know, I've obviously, like, financially and stuff like that, it's a bit of a pain, but that I don't see ring rust and stuff like that. Like, I had nearly 4 years off before, and then I come back, and then look what I did, and it's just short space of time there, you know what I mean? I won fights all over different countries and stuff like that, fighting in South Africa, and then signed to Bellator, and beating Nathan Grayson, and so I don't really believe in any of that kind of stuff, taking time off. I just feel like that's in your mindset. Like, I feel like if you start believing that your timing's not there and stuff like that, then you fight that way. But I feel like I believe that that's just my style. I feel like I can go in there and I always kind of be ready for a tough fight, you know what I mean? That's kind of the fight I kind of bring, so I'm looking forward to it, definitely.
What was the 4 year layoff due to? Was that injury or was that just time away from the sport?
Nah, it was weird. It was just like just a kind of like, it was about 3.5 years, and it was just kind of me just kind of not being a bit of a rebel, but just being a bit of a knobhead, really. Like, I'd trained all life, you know what I mean? I trained since I was like 12. All the way through, and then I was fighting in MMA from 18 onwards, and then I was pro at 20, and then I fought then, and then I kind of just took a bit of time away, you know what I mean? I was a bit of a wreckhead for a bit, like, just kind of just let, I was just my own worst enemy, really, and I just fell out of love with everything a bit, and then just kind of, I don't know why, like, I thought I would never fight again. It was just something that just me, I just want to go back and just to keep fit and keep me kind of handing it. And then when I was training and sparring and stuff like that, and I kind of were against the lads who'd been training the whole time, and I was thinking, you know what, like, these are like pros who haven't stopped training at all, and I'm sparring and I'm doing all right, and I feel like I can compete at, like, with these guys, you know what I mean? So I want to kind of do what they're doing, you know. They're having fights, they're getting recognition and stuff like that, and it's kind of all I've ever really done, and it's all I've ever really succeeded at. So I was like, well, I'm just going to give it another go and actually really dedicate myself, because when I was first fighting out, it was semi-pro rules back in the day when I was first fighting then, and I kind of just, it was just my hobby, and then when I turned professional, I kind of lost the spark of it, you know what I mean? It started to become too serious too soon for me, and I kind of felt like a bit trapped by the whole thing, and I just didn't fairly feel like my kind of heart was in it. And I feel like in a sport like this, you can't fight half-assed, you know. It's not a game that, like, it's a cruel sport, and you can't half-assed it, you know what I mean? And so I learned my lessons young. I lost boxing fights from just taking short notice fights and just being an idiot, and so I kind of learned my lessons there. So I kind of thought, if I'm not going to be 100%, I'm not going to do it. And then that's kind of the same mindset I've got towards everything. And then so when I did come back, I was like, you know what, I'm going to give it 100% and just try and become as big as I can in the sport. And I feel like that's what I've kind of started to do. Like, it's only been, like, it was 3 years ago I was fighting in a pub, pretty much. It was like a club thing, you know what I mean? And it's like, well, look where I am now, and that's in 3 years. So what if I dedicate myself, what could happen in 5 years, you know what I mean? So it's just, that's what I believe. I'm just going to just keep doing it. So that was why the time off was just a bit of me just doing my own thing and just kind of finding myself a bit, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I guess almost having it taken away from you for good must give you, like, a new appreciation for it, must really show you how much you want to be in there.
Oh, 100%. Like, that's what I've been seeing everyone, like, since I've been back at it, like, full time, three and a half years now, whatever it is, it's like, literally being every day, like, this is what I do now, this is all I think about every day, you know what I mean? All I ever do in my spare time, I'm watching fights, is trying to break things down, trying to just immerse my whole life into it, you know what I mean? I kind of just surround myself with it, and for it all to be taken away, it's just, obviously, it's heartbreaking, especially when that's kind of all my eggs in one basket, you know what I mean? Like, I kind of feel like there's a lot of stuff I could kind of try and do, and I couldn't really just go and do a normal job like someone else does, you know. I just, in that kind of situation, I just kind of deal with it, and it just gets too much for us. And, like, this is a job essentially, but, like, I love it. I love being in the gym. I love grappling all the time. I love sparring. I love everything about it. And to be able to do that, obviously we feel like your team and you're like another family, you know what I mean? And it, to be able to spend all my time on the mats and stuff like that, it's like, it's not a job, you know what I mean? So if I can provide some kind of living for myself and my family from this, then that's all I want to do. I just want to put 100% into it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Did you have any ideas what you would do once you had like created that super emotional retirement video and, you know, you were trying to come to terms with it? Had you even got that far, or you were just in denial?
Sunderland's biggest drug dealer, 100%. No, I pretty much had, like, to be honest, there's not a great deal else that would do, really. Like, how's it? You haven't got many options where I'm from, you know what I mean? It's like, you work in a factory, or you're a drug dealer, or, you know what I mean? That's kind
just
of
it. Let you fight again then, Cal.
It's pretty dire around here, let's say that, you know what I mean? So it's a... I didn't think that far, like, and then obviously, like, when the dog got sorted out, it was kind of like just a fresh start, you know what I mean? Just to be able to have another crack at it, and it has put us in a really good place, you know what I mean? To start, especially starting 2020 with that kind of fight on that kind of stage, it's like the world's my oyster, you know what I mean? If I can get a win there, it's like the perfect start of the year, you know what I mean? So. And I would like to have, if I can get James put away early, like, next year, I'd like to have a busy year next year, you know what I mean? Really try and make a push for it now. Like, these are my best years coming, yeah, I believe, you know.
Yeah.
28 onwards, I feel like that window there is your kind of your prime. That's what I believe. And that's what I want to do. I want to just be super active from now and really test myself on the MMA front and on the grappling front as well, you know what I mean? I have big matches there as well. I've got aspirations in that for sure as well.
So James Gallagher is probably like, I mean, every time he fights, whether people love him or hate him, there's so many eyes on him. And to be fighting him in Dublin is just, the atmosphere is going to be crazy. It always seems to sell out there. Are you intimidated about being the baddie that's going in there to upset him?
Nah, I can't wait for it, honestly. It's like, it's all I think about every day. It's all I've thought about, even the last camp, every day. And then obviously that's why, if it had just been any regular fight, it wouldn't have hurt us as much as it did. It was the fact that I want this fight so bad, you know what I mean? I feel like the position that we're both in the Bellator European series as well, it's kind of like, it's the obvious fight to make as well. So it was just like, I just didn't feel that it was right that it should have been taken like that, you know what I mean? So now to have it back, it's just like, everything's on track, everything's right. It's just, I'm just buzzing for it. I just kind of weird for it, like. So I didn't answer your question there. I don't know if I did. I kind of, what was the question?
It was just about kind of having the crowd not on your side.
I kind of weird for it. Like, I got to witness it firsthand, obviously. I still went out there when they pulled my fight. I still went out there, and obviously my teammate Ryan was on the card as well. So I kind of got experience a bit of that and kind of soaking the atmosphere a bit. And I just feel like it's just all about the way you think, you know what I mean? If you kind of let the crowd bother you what's there, then I don't really think you're kind of thinking about the task at hand. You're more thinking about, and I'm not, like, I literally just want to go in there and test myself, and I'm not really, like, as soon as the fight starts, as soon as you punch him or he punches you, you know what I mean? You're not thinking about the crowd, you're thinking about what's in front of you. So I think it'll be one of them nights to remember forever, you know what I mean? So I'm not really, it's not, and fight night's mad anyway. It's not really like, it's not like a day that you kind of live. It's like a dream, you know what I mean? It's a bit mental. It's like, everything's all over the place, adrenaline and stuff like that. And it's like, once the fight's done, no matter which way it's went, it doesn't feel like a day you've kind of lived anyway. So I'm not really like, I don't know, I just want to get in and have a fight. That's just a day. I just enjoy the whole process. The nerves, it's horrible. It is horrible. Anyone says they don't get nervous as a liar. But like, after it's all said and done, it's never what you kind of build it up to be anyway. You know what I mean? So I just want to just keep having fights like that as well in them kind of environments. You know, I feel like that kind of builds you as a better person anyway, and builds you, like, prepares you for bigger things. You know what I mean? That's what I think. So it's going to be a good learning one for sure, and progress me in my career, definitely.
Yeah. And I think very much the pressure is on him because he is from Ireland and, mm-hmm. you know, they all do expect big things of him. And he's constantly being, like, criticised by the media for needing to take that step up. Obviously, you were a massive step up from his last opponent.
Aye. Aye, Roman salad fingers.
Which wasn't his fault because he had to take a last minute replacement, but
no, definitely
he does get that criticism all the time, doesn't he?
Yeah, definitely, and that's kind of what I was saying as well. Like he's came out and said like about how I am a tough fight for him. He's recently said that I can cause some problems, but he'll solve them early and put us away. But kind of contradicted himself. But he does he has came out and said that I'm going to be a tough fight. And you know, so is John Kavanagh, and I know that, and I believe that's why he kind of wanted the fight back as well. Like, they could have just said, all right, well, that's happened there. We're not going to set that one back up. Let's get someone else in. But I believe that I'm a good fight for him, and he's a good fight for me, and it's a fight that makes sense. And we're both kind of at the stage now where, like, we both do want harder fights, you know, like hard tests, and, like, that's all I've ever wanted, and that's finally now that it's coming. And I believe that if he can beat me, that he'll have a way to see that he's kind of trying to get the harder fights, you know what I mean? And that's what I want as well. I want to beat him and say, well, look, like, I'm not trying away from challenges here. Send me the big names, you know what I mean? So I think that's kind of why it's come back together. It's a perfect matchup for the kind of, not rankings as such, because they don't really do rankings, but you kind of, the position we're in the organisation, do you know what I mean?
Not every Bellator fight makes sense, matchmaking-wise, and this is one that really makes sense to me. You've mm-hmm. both got a lot to gain from it, and good on Bellator for remaking it. I assume that your plans go beyond the European series. I assume that you'd like to be part of, you know, like, fighting for the Bellator belt at some stage.
100%. I think if I beat James the way I think I will, I'll definitely be asking for a fight in America. That's like one of my real ambitions. Like, I've always wanted to fight in the States. Like, definitely anywhere would be cool, but obviously if I get Madison Square Gardens, that would be a dream come true. Like, obviously, like, as any, you know, like, I've always wanted to fight there. Like, even back when I was boxing, like, that was somewhere that I was just interested in, you know, like, all the greats have fought then. That would be something I would love to have in my career. But I'm just happy with whatever, you know. Like, if I beat him, I will ask for that. But if they want to give me some of the fights this year, you know what I mean, in Europe, I'm not gonna be one of them guys who thinks they're bigger than the boots and try and demand stuff. I'm just happy to do whatever, you know. I just feel like if I keep beating whoever they put in front of us, then these opportunities going to come anyway, and that's what I'm going to make happen. So starting with James in February, that's the first step towards getting to where I want to be.
So what's Christmas going to be like for you, knowing you've got that fight in February? Can you take your foot off the gas a little bit? Can you enjoy Christmas dinner?
Nah, it's going to be dog shit, really. It's going to be nice for the family, but it's going to be crap because I'm going to be not going to be able to eat what I want. And as you probably see, my face is a bit skinnier than the last time I spoke as well. I've started already.
You look skinny.
That's it. I'm just going to chill, have some family time, but I'll definitely be grafting. There'll be no foot taking off the gas because I've got weight to lose, and I want to get fit, and I want to be the best version of myself possible. Like, I've been training at the minute twice a day with Ellis Younger, constantly just trying to evolve my ground game and just prepare for any bad situation. I believe that my ground game will shock a lot of people. You know, I feel like I haven't truly shown what I can actually do. So, like, fighting a grappler like James, I'll be able to, if I can submit him or put him away on the ground, you know what I mean? I'll be able to see, like a little feather in my cap there. But I'm just training really hard. I'll be back fully at TFT as well after this week. So I'm away in Dublin doing a press conference. I fly tomorrow, so that's on Wednesday. So after that, I'll be back TFT full time as well, and I'll be another level by February 22nd. I'll be ready to put him away 100%.
You said you're going to beat him in spectacular fashion. What's your prediction for the fight?
I just want to have an actual fight. Like, I don't want to. I just want to go in and have a scrap with him. I want to see if he believes he's the kind of fighter that he says he is every time he fights, I'm yet to see. You know what I mean? And I wanna have one of them kind of fights for him. If it's main event and in an environment like that, why not have a tear up? You know what I mean? And let's see who's about what, because I've never really truly had the chance to show me skill set yet, and I feel like this is the time. You know what I mean? So I'm ready to have whatever kind of fights he wants. But I see him being strong and kind of jittery and panicky the first round, and I feel like once I start catching him, I feel like that's when I'll know when I'm going to put him away. But I do see myself finishing him within the distance, like whether it comes by TKO or submission. I do think I'll catch him with something, and he'll make mistakes and give us an opening. And if he doesn't, I'll be ready to go three hard rounds anyway, like I always am. You know, like if you watch when I absolutely ruined a weight cut before and I felt absolutely terrible, I still went five fives. So there's kind of teach heart, you know what I mean? Look at my last fight. Look at how many shots I absorbed then.
I still keep coming,
and I feel like that's one thing you kind of do, you know, you kind of teach heart, and I feel like that's one of my main attributes. You know, I don't quit, and I'm tough, and I believe in myself, and I work too hard to give in, so he will have to put us to sleep or knock us out there to stop us coming to beat him, because I do think that's what's going to happen. I feel like I will put him away.
Yeah. Well, if we haven't seen your true skill set yet, then... I'm really excited, because what we have seen has been incredible.
Oh, thank you. I'm really
so happy for you to get this fight back. You deserve it so much. You've had a real roller coaster of a year. Mm-hmm. And now you're going to be the main event in Dublin. All eyes on you guys. And it's just going to be a really exciting fight. I'm so looking forward to it.
Thank you, Katie. I really appreciate it. Thanks for the kind words as well. You're a legend.
No, you're welcome, Mum. It's all true. It's all true. Have a wonderful Christmas, or as you can.
Aye. You too. Thank you.
No McFlurries.
No, I'll steal away from them. It's the pigs and blankets out there. That'll diss me off like.
Oh, mate. You need to save some. Put some in the freezer and crack them out in February.
February 23rd, I'll have my Christmas. That's when it'll be there.
Oh, Cal, thank you so much for doing this. And it's lovely to see you with a smile on your face again.
Anytime, I really appreciate it. Thank you, Katie.
You take care. Train safe.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. It's so hard, though. You're still there.